Friday night, and the boys are coming to you live from the LV Rock Studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's do ourselves a little asshole roll call.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it, I'm surrounded by assholes.
The master of ceremonies, Treacher.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Dickhead, you totally fucked me there.
Resident Shitbag, Murphy.
There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others, is there?
The Deep Thinker, Chief.
God damn it, man! I swear you guys whip on me 13 or 14 more times, I'm out of here.
And finally, the man, the myth, the minority himself, Deacon.
You gotta promise me, no more bullshit.
Hey, Cap, you know I'm cool, but I can take no responsibility for these white devils.
How you feeling there, Max?
Good enough! You fuck your mother!
I can't believe you came on my mom.
Well, that's it. Sounds like everybody's here. All that's missing is you. Get in the chat room, get on the phones, and get involved. Spankwagon Radio.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. And you know what that means. Don't ya? Tonight on Spankwagon Radio, we've got viewer mail! The second year of a new tradition. It's not quite bad food, but it pretends to be. Video blogs and the douchebags who put them out. Namely Murphy. A lot of people died this week, and we'll cover that too. Douchebag Chief is in the studio, finally, after a couple weeks. He thinks he's going to get his mic turned on yet. Huh. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Trencher. Let me get the other mics on. Gentlemen.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
There
Hello.
He is.
Alright, how you guys doing?
Good.
Whoa.
What up, bitches?
Whoa. Okay, you get married, you quit showing up. She told you couldn't go out to play with the guys.
No, that's not true.
See, I told you that was exactly the point.
Heather, can Chief come out and play?
And I mean, he's saying, no, she didn't let me.
You know what? We shouldn't turn on his mic until he takes his punishment.
Oh, fuck. You got a box of tampons? You got to take it home to her right now?
You said that you...
fucked up. That's fucked up.
All right.
That ain't cool, man.
What?
You turn off my mic.
Oh, get used to it, because now that you're married, other people are determining your future.
Damn.
Dude's got a point.
So I should get used to it now?
You should really get used to it. Hey, all right, folks. This is Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online at our official homepage, spankwagon.net. As a matter of fact, just to kind of cover the bases here, spankwagon.net's the official homepage. Head out there now. Click on the Cam and Chat link. That'll bring up our little chat window, and you can join us in chat. Hence, we love the interaction, because you guys are, you listeners out there, is what makes us, makes us what we are, damn it.
Spanky, I thought it was beer and painkillers.
No, that's what made Gorilla what he was. All right? But now that he's in rehab again, he keeps going in 12 step, but he keeps falling down.
He broke out of rehab.
Out of rehab?
We have no idea where he is.
He's one mad monkey free on the loose. All right.
Hey, I've seen King Kong. I know what's going to happen
I've seen
next.
King Kong, too. Problem is, I'm just looking down into my pants.
With a magnifying glass?
Sets a little thing on fire.
Well, it was kind of hard to see.
Little Mr. Peepers, oh, I'm so sorry.
It was hard to see my dick. Your wives' heads were in the way.
Yikes. All right. Fair enough. Yeah. You know.
Wow.
God damn, that beginning was fucking awesome. Damn, white boys was putting us to work this weekend and shit.
Well, you know, we're used to compensating for one missed Hispanic dude, so.
Yeah. My lawn didn't get cut for a week.
Dude.
Yeah. You guys didn't get any fresh oranges?
He kept ripping out the crotch of his pants, jumping over fences. We're like, dude, it opens up. Use the gate. He's like, no, that's all right.
Dude,
I can do it.
Dude, the barbed wire, man. That freaking hurts.
So, yeah, SpankWagon.net, that's the official site. What else is there good to do?
Spank it, baby. You can come and join us in IRC if you're one of those elite dudes.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing, irc.slashnet.org/LVRocks. Of course, we'll say it right now, we'll say it again. We want you to be our friend. Click on the MySpace link on SpankWagon.net. It's good stuff. It allows you to be our friends. Maybe we even might talk to you or book you because we do all of our bookings right now.
Not all of them.
We do every single thing we do is on MySpace. That's why it hasn't been updated, Chief.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, dude, that was you.
That's all you, dude.
Shit.
Yep.
All right. All right. Now that I'm back, I can actually get back on track.
There's like a half a picture on the whole site.
Yeah. Where did you go?
For the honeymoon or for everything?
Where have you been?
Okay. Like the week before the wedding.
So moving on, because this shit's boring. he got pissed. Did he just get pissed?
Yes, I just...
I was walking the earth like Cain.
You unplugged your earphones. I just want to point that out.
Wow. Douche.
Ouch.
Douche.
No, apparently I've just been gone. Yeah, wedding, honeymoon.
Yeah, we noticed. Yeah.
So how are the drugs working out for you?
Not strong enough.
I got to say hello to everybody in the chat room. We'll get to you, get your mad props a little later, but hang out in the chat room.
I have a question for the chief.
Oh.
The night of your wedding, where the fuck did you disappear to?
To the bathroom crying, oh, God, what have I done?
Oh, what do you mean, when? Not your fucking wedding. What do you mean, when?
No. It actually took a second for me to remember.
Yeah, I had
disappeared with a few friends of mine.
Yes, you did.
And I don't know.
You left me alone with your wife.
Yeah, I know. Which was mistake number two.
Wait.
All right. Quit talking over each other.
Hold on. You had the hookah hooked up at your wedding.
Yes.
What did you have hooked up in the car?
It wasn't in the car, actually. We had gone outside, and my friends proceeded to get me royally fucked up.
Nice.
Nah.
Slip you a little meth.
Well, it was a little marijuana, but, you know, they were actually...
It was a little marijuana, a little bit of ganja.
Laced with LSD. The problem is he's not telling us is that he actually got it from his father, not from any of his friends.
No, the sad part was...
The sad part is
after a couple tokes, they were like looking at me as I'm baked out of my mind. They're like, wait, Bill's your dad? And how come you... They were disappointed. They thought that I would be able to carry the family
You're
name,
not hardcore. You're not hardcore.
I'm not.
Was.
Wow.
How does it feel to know you're always going to be in your father's stoner shadow?
It's kind of sad. It is.
Stoner shadow.
But of course, the people that I was smoking out with, these people are like hardcore, like everyday smoke, you know, Marin stoners. All right. Not like me. I'm like a year stoner.
In other words, right? Your parents.
Yeah, kind of like that.
So let's talk about the second mistake.
Second mistake was leaving my wife alone with you.
Me and the gay
but
man.
She did mention that she'd never seen a black man that was so small.
Oh.
Where are the white women at?
It's because she was drunk with her eyes.
Oh, okay. That's what it was.
It was dark out. What can you say?
Objects in the rear view mirror may be
objects
smaller.
In your rear may be smaller than they appear. You were going to say objects in the rear are smaller than they appear.
Yes.
So you... never mind. I'm not going to go there. Not going to go there. Hey, all right. Everybody listen up. Don't forget, join us in the chat room. Tonight we've got... Well, we have, like I said earlier, viewer mail, some discussions, some news. We're going to talk about video blogs and the douches that make them. We're also got our Jones Cola for our yearly Thanksgiving holiday meal. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Is the yearly Thanksgiving Spankwagon holiday meal.
I had to pick today to come back.
You had to pick. Yes, you did. Last year, though, was really great because last year we had the Brussels sprouts. And that made everybody in the studio wretch.
There was vomit everywhere.
So we do have one barf bucket behind us for you two. And, of course, the bathroom is in really close proximity to us. We don't trip over any cameras. Speaking of video cameras, Murph, why don't you explain what's going to happen tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, because I don't think you're going to go home and do it tonight. So tell us what's going to happen tomorrow.
Oh, no, it's definitely going to happen tonight. We are going to be videotaping our little experiment. Well, not experiment, our taste test.
Yes, our year Spankwagon holiday dinner.
Yeah, that'll be we'll be taping that tonight, and I'll get that edited, and I should get it up on the site tonight.
Now, I want to preface this, should. It's just
if
the
you
same
get me the
Mentos
FTP access, if you
dude,
get me the FTP.
Just tell me where it is, and I can take care of you.
Dude, okay, if it's like a 600 meg file.
Dude, if you do it right, it's going to be like a 4 meg file.
All right, dude.
Dude, what's mine say?
Oh, I
slap.
Do we have to wait until after the first break, or can we just do it now?
Well, I don't know. What? I mean, do we want to do it now?
Yes.
I mean, that's a lot of Jones.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
What?
Oh, you're talking about that.
What?
You're talking about that.
Shh, don't talk Chief, about that. Do you want to do it now? No, let's do it after the break.
No, you know what?
I will kick all your asses.
No, you won't.
No, you won't. Here's the thing. I'm already bumping up the mics, if that tells you anything.
What?
I'm bumping up the mics for this.
What?
Ready?
Chief?
Yes?
You're getting it, dude.
I got to tell you,
what?
Bro.
What?
You no-called, no-showed last week.
We're going to take care of you here.
I'm not going to tape over the jacket itself, okay?
What we're doing right now, and for those of you who get to hear the commotion, you don't get to see it because our cameras are disabled, but we're securing Chief to one location.
What?
Yes, you are going to be secured with intent purposes.
I've seen a clock for
sodomy is legal in Vegas.
So,
I've seen a clock for Gordon.
Yes, that's great. We know you watch movies. Good job. Attica. Attica, not Gattaca. What movie have you seen? So right now, we're securing... Wow. No, you didn't. You like this idea. Didn't talk anybody out of anything. All right, so what we're doing right now is we're all winded because Chief can kung fu our ass and sufficiently did so.
Yeah, he did.
But of course, he's a good Catholic, so when someone tells him to kneel or sit, he does so. Oh, Jesus, you're doing the feet? Oh, you know what? You don't have to be all bitter. You know we're not going to hurt you. We're not going to do anything physical to you. Because
well,
there's no
him.
Way.
I don't know about it from Murphy. I've heard what he did to his gerbil. Here, why don't you put a mic on him?
What?
Chief, why don't you tell him what we did to you?
Oh, not the testes. Fuck.
Why don't you tell him what we did to you on your 20th birthday?
What happened on your 20th birthday?
Oh, shit. That's right. You guys kidnapped me and like held me upside down over Hoover Dam.
Nice.
And then forced him to shotgun almost an entire bottle of champagne.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. So right now, Chief is getting secured to the studio chair with not just duct tape, not just gaffer's tape.
Oh, shit. The Chief just popped a boner. He just popped a boner. Why is Murphy's face in between his legs?
Well, this is the torture.
Oh, my God.
Murphy says, I'm willing, guys.
This is really fucking turning me on.
This is amazing. Like, he is... Did any of us bring a pocket knife? No. Didn't.
Well, Chief's Mexican. He has one. Too bad he's tied up.
He can't reach it.
Don't worry. Murphy will dig it out for him.
All right. So Chief is secure now in the chair.
And
we're going to get his mic set up for him. We're hooking him up right now.
We shall overcome.
That's because that camera.
We shall.
That camera is not hooked up to anything. That's going to be for the YouTube stuff for this afternoon. Right, do you need help with your headphones?
I think it's okay.
He's twitching like an epileptic here.
We shall overcome someday, all right. Chief.
Wait. Why is Murphy's computer over here? What the fuck are you guys going to make me watch?
Damn.
What are
you? What?
Yeah, we are. We are still taping him to the chair.
Why? Why does it burn?
Nothing.
Tweak into the chopper.
Get down. Get down here.
Everybody's saying cam, cam, cam. Unfortunately, maybe.
Yeah, what happened to all the cams?
Okay, this is the best cam view that we can get tonight.
What?
This is the best cam view we can get tonight. It's a barely there cam because we have the main.
Ow.
Oh, you slapped him in the forehead.
Oh, bitch.
So you cannot move. Can you really move?
Hold on.
Well, don't try to break it there, Superman. Which he is wearing the t-shirt.
You must use your super kung fu strength.
Lord knows I got my freaking arms now are all bruised.
Because
he started going into blocking procedures. I couldn't even get a hand. I couldn't even get a finger hold on him. Yeah, you recognize the fact that he's Catholic and thus submissive to any command.
Yeah.
The original thought for his bachelor party was we're all going to bum rush him at 3 a.m.
There's
throw him
no
in the
way
back
we
of a
could
car,
have done that.
Drag him out to Magic Mountain.
No way.
Yeah, there's no
done
way
that.
We could have done it.
None
no
whatsoever.
Way. Okay.
Okay. So what do we have here for him? And
well, you know, what the hell? Wait, Murphy. What the hell do you have on?
Oh, we
deepest anal penetration ever? wait.
That's on his laptop. Murphy likes a lot of porn.
Boobaholics Anonymous? What the hell?
I think six is
oh,
up,
shit.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Urat Sukadoji?
Oh, yeah. We were going to give you your choice, but...
Yeah, we were... You have to understand. We have had three bits ready for you to show up, such as geek quiz and things like that. Uh-huh. Remember we were going to test your geekiness?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you never showed. So what we're going to do in the meantime...
What?
You get to watch this.
What? No! Oh, God. What the? What is wrong with you? Why do you have this? Why does
he
have this?
Right. I don't know why. Nope.
No. Nope.
Hold on, folks. We got to make him watch this.
Wait. Nope. You can't make me. Oh, shit. Why do they have tits and cocks? What is wrong with this world? Oh, God. Why? Oh, that's just... Oh, come on, guys. Come on. Oh, God.
My nipple.
You sound like you're getting off on this, Chief.
I'm going to retch.
Chief is going to retch. Because right now it's nasty, disgusting. Murphy would only have it. Tranny porn. What is wrong with you,
my
Murphy?
My nipples and dick is so hard.
Dude, decaf. Don't say that when you're behind me, dude.
Once you go black. So, yeah, why does Murphy have...
Why do you have this on your computer?
I downloaded it just for you.
Aww.
Bullshit, you are watching this shit.
Oh, I did watch it. I'm not going to lie about that.
That's just creepy.
Watch the screen or I'm putting on the hermaphrodite porn.
The what?
Hermaphrodite porn.
Bullshit. I'm going to call
screen.
Bullshit. You do not have that.
Oh, my God. Now we're finding out he does have hermaphrodite porn. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We do go that extra mile to offend someone.
Let's get a little bit further. No, what? Oh, gosh! He is...
They prefer the term shim.
Shim?
Shim?
As in wedge?
As in she him. There you go, dude.
Damn. I am so thankful I have this screen over here. I don't have to look at anything. Because I am thoroughly like grossed out.
Where's that? No, he puts the needle open up his eyes. Oh, Jesus! Oh, God!
Come on! Not Beethoven's fifth!
The
pray. No!
Oh, Jesus!
That's just wrong!
Nope.
He's wincing. His face
Chief,
is...
Chief, why do you have a boner?
It's just wrong.
Oh, poor Chief. Aww.
Oh.
What do you do? A pinch and a loaf? I don't even want to look over there because if I look over there that bullshit crap is in eyesight.
He's using the super kung fu train.
Jeez Louise. All right.
Oh damn, he did break loose. Ah shit.
Oh, what the hell? I don't want to see this.
Is he breaking loose? All right, guys, I'll see y'all later.
He is fighting the tape.
It's like kryptonite.
It's
like
the
WB.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Oh, God, it's flappy.
dripping everywhere.
You won't see that at UPN.
When we're not going to be able to attend the show. When you're not going to be able to attend the show, what do?
Not watch tranny porn.
No, when you're
to
not
avoid
gonna...
watching tranny porn, what should you do?
Call in or something.
Yes, or something.
Quit my job.
You have to fill out.
Have the audio up so everyone can hear the mail drop.
You know, I have the audio up, but I don't know why I'm not getting it.
You have to turn in.
You have it plugged into the mic,
Chief. All you got to do is turn in a vacation slip, and we're good to go.
Oh,
these are dudes.
Oh, now it's my head.
These are all dudes. This is wrong. I'm waiting for it to have like a voice like decaf.
Hey, yeah.
Stick that shit in, motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah. Grab my titties. Grab my titties and my balls at my same time.
Did you do that way too well, man. You like learn that shit in prison?
Bullshit.
Ew. I can't even put up with this anymore.
That must.
Oh, no!
What?
Oh, no, not money shots.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
I take it. I take that must be a facial.
God.
Hold on.
No more.
Let me clean the nut out of my beard.
All right. Wait.
I recant.
Just because you said I didn't have it?
I recant. What is that?
That's a true he, she. That is a hermaphrodite.
Oh, fuck!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to one of the most foul radio shows ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be right back.
Oh, God.
So wrong, people.
As long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you. It'll take the end of all time, someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just us two. Oh, I'm not trying to make you stay, baby. But I know somehow, someday, some way, you are.
You're gonna miss my loving.
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 I'm gonna miss my.
you'll find another love like mine. Someone who needs you like I do. You'll never see what you found in me. You'll keep searching and searching your whole life through. Oh, I don't wish you no bad luck, baby, but there's no ifs and buts or maybes. You're gonna miss, you're gonna miss my loving. I know you're gonna miss my loving. You're gonna miss my loving. Late in a midnight hour, baby, when it gets real cold outside, I know that you are gonna miss my loving. Let me tell you that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the most disturbing internet radio show ever. You're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Jesus.
I feel dirty.
That's right,
you
bitch.
You should.
No amount of eye bleach is going to get rid of that.
Speaking
dirty.
All I got to say is if you go home tonight and get intimate with the woman, that's going to be the first thing you're going to think about.
Flopping, swinging penis.
That's why I had sex before the show, not after.
You're definitely not getting it after the
show. Oh, God.
All right. Yeah. Some comments from the chat room. They're pissed at us. New listeners, this isn't... Well, yeah, this is normal. Old listeners, we do apologize because when the chat room basically was going, ha-ha, funny, tranny porn, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then I turned up the audio. Once we got it straightened out. Virtual, and we don't need to listen to that. Doodle Nuggets, turn this shit off. Digital Diva, I'm gross. Vert, torture each other, not us. Digital Diva, your faithful listeners have done nothing to deserve that. And we apologize, but you had to hear and experience what Chief had to experience a little bit. Doodle Nuggets says that I'm going to be sleeping and then waking up every 5 minutes with my hands cupped over my ass. So,
my wife, bastards.
I don't want to hear this anymore. No more.
But yeah, I really did find hermaphrodite porn. It's something you just watch it and you're like,
I mean.
Well, no, hermaphrodite
what's
porn
wrong with you.
All hermaphrodite porn is like people were born with
both sets of genitalia.
Yes, so it's that. Like you're looking like if the camera angles are right, you never know, and if the camera angles are wrong, you're gonna really know.
But most hermaphrodites are born with one set that works and another set that doesn't. No, the people in this video, man, both that shit was working.
Yep.
Any right.
It was goatsy. Goatsy.
So the next
porn.
Time you're getting out on your wife, are you going to feel up and make sure there's not a cock sticking out above it?
I think you better have checked that before he got married.
Well, he might have been blinded by love and felt the tree trunk between her legs.
All right, so here in Spankwagon, you know, we make fun of each other. Now it's Murphy's turn.
Oh, yeah, put me right in the barrel, baby.
Thursday night. Anyhow, basically, Murphy decides he wanted to release a video blog. What is this about? Why a video blog?
I just, you and I talked about it.
Yep.
And I was like, well, you know what? I got a couple of extra minutes in the day. Why not? And I also thought it would be a good way to promo what's coming on this week and what's going on in the next couple of weeks. And I thought it would be a good way. And, you know, just interject some of my own shit. And one of the things about it I always wanted to make sure I did was not edit anything out. So if I started a take and it went long enough, I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to keep going. That's why I paused to go to the bathroom and get a Diet Coke and come back.
Everyone. This is my first video blog for SpankWagon.net. My name is Murphy. I'm one of the.
I want to point out he's sitting in a room with a white wall behind him.
Wow.
So if you're watching this, you might as well just switch to the Indian head test pattern.
You can at least post-pro it and put like a SpankWagon graphic behind
it. I was going to do it in the office with a big Elvis banner behind me, but I just, I was just downstairs.
This is our show. You'll have to excuse me if my eyes dart around a little bit. I'm not quite sure where to look yet.
I'm not quite sure.
But this is my first video blog. I said, SpankWagon.net. You can find us there. We are a live internet radio show every Friday from 6 p.m.
Ask a Ninja is so much better than this.
Do the calculations for your own time zone. Also, if we're not live, you'll always find us in the archive or on our podcast, which is readily available from that site. So this is my first video blog. It's kind of strange doing it. I don't really know what to talk about.
Which is a first in human history.
Well, I didn't want to pre-script anything. I just kind of wanted to be off the cuff.
Fair enough. Okay.
I was going to talk about the elections yesterday and all that stuff, but you know what? It's kind of useless since it's all over CNN right in that room right there or whichever room you're in.
Now, mind you, he just kind of looks over the camera's shoulder.
And I'm pointing at my television.
So instead, let's talk about the show. Show's actually been a lot of fun. I've been with the show for a year now, solid. I was on and off before that. Did a couple.
And why do you think you'd make good management potential? Oh, sorry, it wasn't an interview.
Little stunts, including maybe we'll do one in the next couple of weeks. But it's been a lot of fun. One of the things we've done on the show that I've taken responsibility for anyway is booking guests.
Yes, yep, very
things
true.
Things like Charles Band, Grant Imahara. Okay. The Dominatrix in studio. So if you haven't seen any or heard any of our interviews with those.
Mind you, tonight he was talking about we may have a guest in studio, like one of those off 1% chances.
Yeah.
Who's on the other extreme. Because if you remember, the Dominatrix were all kind of Grannyville. And this one is barely 19.
Like, oh, I know.
Okay. And braces. Why couldn't we have had her and getting her ass whipped?
I didn't know her yet.
Yeah, you should probably go back and check it out. They are all available in the archive. You can listen to them. The Grant Imahara interview is probably one of my favorites so far, just because we got him to explain his underwear. And any of you that are MythBusters fans know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't heard the show, you probably should tune
type
in.
Louder, Chief.
Thank you, Chief.
A little Diet Coke there.
Up.
I'm not going to edit that out.
Okay, what? That okay? First, I'm not going to edit that out. Okay, that's one. I want to do it. Tell you. One time already, he goes, I'm not going to edit out. Wait, hold on.
All I heard was slap, 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 slap. I'm not editing that out.
Okay.
I think it was four.
Okay, we'll see for sure. You take four, over, under on four.
I'll take the over.
You'll take the over? Fuck you.
I'm going to take the under, honestly. The I don't think up. I said this it four your... times.
Then it's going to be pure. It's going to be real. It's going to be surreal, man. It's going to be great.
As he throws up the quotation, the Knicks of quotations.
I wasn't throwing quotations.
So coming up on this week's show, we're going to have a lot of fun. It is the return of bad food. Not the official bad food, mind you. This is going to be kind of a segment that I think we're going to incorporate every year, as long as Jones Soda keeps putting out the holiday pack. I'm a little itchy. Sorry. Not used to this. I'm a little burpy, too. You know what? I'm going to pause this. I'm going to go get a soda. Hang on just a second.
Okay, so he just paused it. So much for the it's real.
It is real. I wasn't just going to let it run. Dude, I got a soda and I took a piss.
Sorry. I had to pee. And
hey, look at that. Wow.
Got a Diet Coke. Oh, I guess I should rotate that. Diet Coke. The fuel of me lately.
Of pussies. Diet Coke. The Diet Coke. I'm hardcore. Look at tranny porn. And I drink Diet Coke.
Hey, prick. What soda do you drink?
I don't drink soda.
That's right. Why?
I'm healthier.
You've got a girly stomach. That's why.
No. I got spastic colon.
Since I've had to cut down on a lot of the caffeine and a lot of the sugar, I'm gaining some weight. Like any of you give a shit. Anyway,
you
so
just cock a gun.
Yeah, it sounds like when I turned away when he opened the can, I thought he bit the can in half.
I used to do that actually when we were kids. I used to tear into him.
I'm iron deficient as well,
and aluminum.
Coming up on the show this week, we're going to do our liquid bad food, which is going to be the Jones Soda Holiday Pack. They've changed some of the flavors from last year. Yeah, I'm going to leave that in. I'm going to.
There's two. There's two, folks. I'm going to leave that in.
I got the over.
This is so reality TV. I'm leaving it in.
Change some of the flavors from last year. I think there's a pea flavor and there's an antacid flavor, which would be great.
P-E-A. Just got to point that out, folks. P-E-A.
Yeah, it's next year they have the urine flavor.
Give me some of that Tums soda, will you please? Well, it made people puke last year. We'll see if it makes people puke this year. Got a new co-host this year in there with us, so it'll be interesting. Speaking of co-hosts, one of the things we'll be doing this week is torturing Chief.
Yep.
Okay. I really should have watched this before I
really
came into the fucking show.
I wanted
Damn
to point
it.
That out. You know, you separate yourself completely from the show, and this shit goes on right in front of your face. Not even under your nose. Not even behind your back.
No.
Wow.
It was bigger than
Since
that facial.
Since he decided not to show up last week, kind of a no-call, no-show, we can't fire him.
Now watch the video.
Can we fire him?
No.
Mental note. Ask Trench if we can fire. Put that up here. Can I put that in here? We'll see if I can put that in here. Mental note. Ask Trench if we can fire Chief.
Which he puts a bullet point up on the video.
But we can't fire him. I don't think we can.
It's the most action ever in that video.
Have you ever watched a video blog on YouTube? There's not a lot of shit going on.
There's a reason I don't.
We're also going to talk about the elections, of course, and talk about upcoming things. Not this week, but next week on the show, we'll have our friend Big Titty C in, and she's always fun with her
Big
giant breasts.
Big Titty C.
And we'll have fun with that. I think she's going to bring a lesbian friend, which is
always even
fun.
Better.
Other stuff coming up in the show soon, lesbian. Hopefully, an interview with Max Brooks, Mel Brooks' son. He's written a book, so we'll talk to him. Trying to get some comedians, trying to get some bands. You know, talking to people. You know, it's kind of hard to book for our show because you don't want to bring in a lot of mainstream stuff because, well, we're not into a lot of mainstream things. You know, we're into a lot of off-the-wall kind of shit. You know, MC Chris or, you know, Max Brooks or any number of weird things. Also trying to get some interviews with some guys that run some websites. Guys from Gizmodo, guys from Stashop.
Don't you have the tennis sound effect you
can
play?
Can't make any promises. Do we can. Who knows if it pans out. One of the things I did want to talk about, though, was something that happened this week.
Can you believe that's only been 4 minutes?
I want more bullet points.
We demand, like, graphics.
I demand bullet points.
Your next video blog, I want you dancing.
My next video blog will be exciting, I promise.
Last week after the show, we did our usual production meeting, which is unusual because we don't usually have one. A lot of what we do is discuss right before the show. That's an aspect that people don't really understand. A lot of times when we have things to do on the show, we don't tell anybody else on the show because we like the raw
Hi, ho, Kermit the Frog here. Were you looking for that?
Maybe.
Why?
Kind of sounds like him. Rewind it. Go back.
It's
like
YouTube,
maybe
man. Rewinding sucks on this thing.
Yeah.
Natural reaction. That's one of the things Trench and I are always talking about. You know, it's always great seeing someone flip out when we have a guest in or when we have a segment we want to do or a bit or something like that. We don't tell everybody. You get a real – it's kind of cool. It's kind of like,
chat
know,
room dead yet?
Alien chest burster scene. You know, it's very raw. It's very natural. It's very real.
Up,
it's not contrived.
Three.
And it's not pre-planned. You know, kind of like that.
Three, right there.
I don't remember eating that. Anyway, so that's one of the things we do on the show is we don't really talk about beforehand what we're going to be doing. So the fact that we were having a production meeting in its own was kind of interesting. So the meeting went, and, where we usually go is the Hooters here in Vegas up on Sahara.
Closed.
They closed it. They closed the standalone Hooters down. Now, here in Vegas, we do have the Hooters casinos.
Which
Hooters
sucks.
Hooters inside of one of the other casinos. But
wait, you're going to say something, Kev?
6 minutes and 14 seconds.
6 minutes and four. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're at 5 minutes, 31 seconds.
Look. I just put this up just to put it up.
We're listening to you.
A staple of that end of Sahara for a long time, you know. It's a good biker bar. Well, not really a biker bar, but they have a lot of biker guys who go up there. And, you know, whenever there's a car show or something in town, you can generally go up there and find people hanging out there. It's gone now, and it's kind of sad. I'm a big fan of Hooters. I like the food, especially the chicken, because they cook it in peanut oil. Which doesn't really
you like nuts,
but it's just good food and it's a good place to hang out and have a good time, have a couple of beers. You know, we've tortured the waitresses there. I mean, it's just what we do. But now with it being closed, we had to find somewhere else to go. So we went to Chili's right down the street, and so we tortured the waitress there. And it was myself, Trencher, and Decaf. So whenever you put all of us together in a situation where there are a lot of white people around, oh, we have a lot of fun making them feel really uncomfortable. And our waitress, I think her name was Amanda, I'm not 100%, I'm bad with names, I'm sorry. We tortured the living shit out of that poor girl. Actually made her call Chief and leave a voicemail message. I'm going to see if Chief saved the message. If he did, we'll play it.
Oh, is that who that was?
And it was really fun. So when tip time came,
tip time?
and very unusual for him, picked up the check, which, again, usually doesn't happen.
You make me sound Jewish.
You know, he's not Jewish, but... Was that a slur? I'm not Jewish, but you know, I think I might be. But, no, shit, now I feel like I'm not going to edit it out. I'm not...
Three!
Four.
I don't have four. Four!
I thought it was four.
You know, I love stereotypes. I think they're hilarious. So anyway, Trencher is notoriously cheap. So him picking up the check was pretty monumental. So I didn't have any cash with me, so we didn't really have anything to leave for a tip. So we left porn.
What?
I told her I was going to leave for porn.
We left porn.
We left porn. So porn is always good, and porn is always great. Where'd you get the porn from? And since porn is good and porn is great, the first person who emails me at Murphy at spankwagon.net will get free porn.
Pause that for just one second.
We have these $5 prepaid cards for video.
Murphy, do you just carry around porn?
I do, actually. It's in my backpack.
It's in your backpack.
Yeah, there are these cool cards. You know what? I left all of mine at home, though.
These aren't the stuff you pick up on the strip, right?
No, these are these $5 prepaid video on demand cards from spungygunk.com.
So listening to that blog, and you know what? I'm done with it, really. I am. We're at four. Well, actually, no. We got to finish the count out, and then we're going to annoy the shit out of the rest of our listeners again.
On demand.
Juke says if we play another one of my video blogs, Casey Host will drop us.
Anyway, we've got a couple of them.
Wow.
The first person who emails me and can verify they're over the age of 18.
How are you going to do that?
I have no idea. No one emailed me, so.
Send me a picture?
Send them free porn. Again, do not email me if you are not over 18. I'm not sending you porn unless you can verify it. And I don't know. We'll figure out
the Murphy.
Later, whatever. Anyway, so we'll send you some free porn. And please tune into the show, guys. You can check us out, spankwagon.net. And live Fridays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So I don't know if I'm going to re-edit this. I mean,
up five.
I got the over.
I got the over. And we'll go from there. Bye.
All right, so five times.
I knew it was coming up, too. Eight, shit,
five times in 8 damn minutes. Here, I want to listen to something that'll cheer me up. Hold on. Hold on. I gotta cheer myself up.
You want something that'll cheer you up? I got something that'll cheer you up. By the way, speaking
all
of this song.
Around me are familiar faces. Worn out faces.
Oh, feeling a little bit better.
Worn out faces. Bright and early for the daily races. Going nowhere. Going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses. No expression. No expression.
Is this going to become my R.E.M. song?
Yes.
This is the new R.E.M. song.
Oh, I love this. This isn't R.E.M. This is
this is Gary Jewell.
Yeah, from Donnie Darko.
I can't tell if Decaf is crying or laughing.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Track two, everyone. The Spankwagon favorite, track two. As a matter of fact, you were just mentioning we had our earphones off for a second. Gears of War. You know, okay. For those of you who don't remember the story, when Claude used to be a co-host, he borrowed my truck, and in my truck was this CD. This was track two on a CD I threw together, just of all kinds of different music, and I just threw this in there. And it's one of those songs that you listen to all the way through, and then you just hit it back. But on my CD player, you just hit the two on it, and it'll take you back to track two. So you'd listen to the song, and, oh, that's pretty sad. It's over. Oh, track two. Listen to the song all over again. Oh, that's pretty sad. It's over. Track two. So, yes, that is officially track two. If we ever put together a Spankwagon soundtrack, that has to be track two.
It is a great song. It is a great song. You know what I always like?
Herb Albert? That needs to go on there, too.
No. You know what song I always like?
It may.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What do we have?
You got me up?
Yep.
All right, bring me up.
Bring it up.
So this is a hot chick singing Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, no.
What?
Why is she getting electrocuted?
Just shut up. And they taser her.
What the hell?
Her friends. She started singing, and now it's just a montage of people getting tasered. Oh.
Sick fuckers tasering
each other. Oh, my
God. All right.
Oh.
I turned it down. All right.
Oh, no. He's going to do it on her nipple. Oh, yeah. Oh. Hold on. Let me back that up as they do it on her nipple.
What the fuck is wrong? Where do you find this shit?
Oh, break.com.
Oh, my God. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, albeit very boring.
Well, look, we went from a fantastic... Look, you had to play the whole fucking thing. You couldn't have just mentioned
it. We had to go with the over the goddamn under because I'm sitting here and I'm like, we're going to be real. It's going to be real, okay. And I'm not going to edit
it. When I said that, though, I was being facetious.
We're not going to edit
it. No, you weren't. Are we going to edit? You were not being facetious.
Well, I didn't do quotes. I was doing...
Look, you were not being facetious. You
were
like,
being facetious.
I'm original. Look at me.
That's the joke.
Maybe we should edit.
Maybe I should edit. Maybe I should.
Maybe I should edit it. Do you want to edit it?
You know what? I'm going to...
We got to edit. Edit it.
I'm going to post the link in the chat room. I'm going to post the link in the chat room, and you guys feel free to lambast.
Should we edit it?
Definitely.
We should edit it. For sure. Edit it. Yeah. Cut it out. Edit
in the chat room.
All right.
People who think it should be edited, type yes.
Yes. If he edited it, though, he'd be like, I am Murphy. I am part of Spankwagon. The end. Woohoo! Actually, if you want to get to the link, Murphy just dumped it into the chat room, but go to spankwagon.net, click on the forum. It's under the multimedia under Murphy's video blog. You should be able to find it. It's pretty much there.
Yeah, and I'm going to continue to post these. I'll just try not to be as long-winded, I think.
Well, you know, don't worry about, oh, gosh, I burped on camera. You know, that's the thing. You're, like, worrying about it. We burp on these mics all the time. We fart in the studio. We just taped them and all.
We just watched tranny porn.
I innocently watched tranny porn because I had to look over to see what was going
on.
This flopping rotating penis. I'm like, no.
The trajectory on that was great.
Oh, geez. You sat over there. You didn't see a damn thing.
I'll make him watch
smart.
It later.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to break. Hey, do you have music or do you want me to play?
I just played a break. Do we want to go to another one right away?
Well, it's getting time to prep for the,
The thing. So, all right, Juke, so I could taser drunk fucks that come up to the stage and ask us to play that song? And Digital Diva says, yes. Dude, everybody wants a taser now.
We need to get a taser for the show.
Yeah, but I get to hold on to it. You're not funny. You're not funny. I'm not funny.
We could actually make a bit, like at the very end of the night, the forum can
vote you don't understand,
as to who
you understand,
gets tased
you understand.
At the end of the
My
episode.
Brother used to... My stepbrother and I, we used to like torture each other every way we can. Like I've been,
you're from Iowa, right?
Yes, yeah, you know where I'm going with this. I've been shot with a pellet gun several times, things like that, right? So he got a hold of a cow prod, you know, a cattle prod, which is basically a super taser, not quite necessarily what Metro likes to kill people with. Nice. Hello. What was Chief's reaction to that tranny porn?
The show has got very sick since you've begun. Next time, leave a vacation slip.
Obviously.
Yeah, you better sign up.
In triplicate.
Really. So we would get hold of the cattle prod and zap the hell out of each other. It fucking hurts, man, because you lose control of your arm, your body, your leg. He tried to get me in the nuts. I punched him on that one. But he was dumb enough I talked him into pissing on an electric fence. So we're pretty much even on that. Good old home toil stories.
What do white people do?
You know, feel a darker perspective.
Something like that. All right. So, Murph, you said you have music or not?
Yeah, I got some stuff.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you go take the break? We'll get ready for the Spank Wagon holiday dinner. We'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio. Biatches.
Say hello. To the rock's topography, it holds quite a lot of interest with your face down on it. Say hello to the shrinking in your head. You can't see it, but you know it's there, so don't neglect it.
bathroom, so this message is probably going to sound like shit.
I met a girl on the internet. Her name was Haley. I said to give me sex. She said I'm only 12. I said that shit is cool. I used to be in middle school, but then again I was back in 90 grade. And now I'm 26. I kinda see how you and me could be a crime. So girl, don't go out and tell the world. Just try to act your age and then what's your age again? What's your age again? Later on I found her fan club. I joined right up and then I scanned one or two pics of my nuts, a couple of my dick, and then I sent them all at once. And that's about the time her daddy called me up and told me he'd rip off my balls and stuff if I should ever try to touch his girl. I told him that she's growing up and someone has to show her what's a sucking fuck. That's when he hung up.
Alright, so check it, after that phone call, I felt a little bad, right? So I was gonna call her house, you know, and be a little apologetic. So I call up, she picks up the phone, she's like, this is Haley. And like, something snapped at me, I'm like,
alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is
Spank Wagon Radio.
Yeah, bitches!
Now, we're all set up, we're ready to go for a little dinner later here. You okay there, Decaf?
Yeah, I just lost my hip.
Yeah, bitches! And he just like starts violently jerking. Don't forget, you can find
you're
us...
You're not doing the tranny porn shuffle over there, are you? I gotta make the black man watch it.
I've never seen a cock do a 360 before.
Jack off at the same time.
Let's not talk about that. That is done. That is ancient.
I do still have the deepest anal penetration ever, and I have to say, holy shit.
Okay, well, I don't really want to know. I don't. What? I really just, I don't. No, I don't want to know.
It's
call before
amazing.
You dig.
Amazing. It is amazing.
Call before you dig.
Obviously.
All right, so.
Viewer mail.
Moving forward, we actually got a piece of email. I got a viewer mail this week.
We got a call last week. At the
yeah, this week. Is the first like email someone actually emailed with intent, not like Viagra spammer. Look at
y'all
me.
Y'all been getting a lot of spam lately, too. Have you noticed that?
Botnets have taken over. We've talked about this before. Botnets are they're ruining everything again.
Fucking it up for everybody.
All right, so what we have here, I got an email from, it's The Rack, Drinkin' Rock, I'm not going to say the full email, but Drinkin' Rock. They go, I'm a co-host of the show called The Rack with Jay and Strap. As a matter of fact, if anybody goes into our forums, you'll see Jay and Strap in there, and you'll also see StrapFan30 and StrapFan26. We've been listening to your show for a while, and we are wondering what steps to take to build our own listenership. Spankwagon seems to be pretty successful, and aside from improving our show itself... Which I love. They say, how do we be successful, but we don't really want to improve our show. We're not real sure what to do, i.e. we are retards. Thanks, Strap. The Rack with Jay and Strap. So he emails us saying, hey, how do I improve my show without improving my show?
How do we get listeners without improving the show?
Exactly. So here's what we're going to give. I mean, we're internet radio losers because we're nowhere near as famous as 6 years worth of work should be.
Oh, no. Not even remotely.
And the fact that you think we're this big, that's a testament to the fact that we are really good at bullshitting people.
Made my nipples hard.
It did. Well, so the Spider-Man trailer.
You guys could run for election.
That was awesome. So, guys, how to improve your show? How to improve listenership? Well, number one would be
get a minority.
Get a minority or
yeah,
two.
Get a minority. Get two
we got
minorities.
Two, and that seemed to help.
If you're afraid of minorities...
Affirmative action.
If you're afraid of minorities, shoe polish over one of you works well.
Yeah, blackface.
Blackface. Hello, my darling. Hello, my lady.
Call that person Sambo for the rest of the night.
Or Toby. What else? Oh, yeah. And if you're going to do it, you got to do special things because if you have a minority on, you have to make them feel... Well, you have to make them feel wanted, which means you have to give them things like their own segment. See? I had that cued and ready to go.
Yeah, today on a darker perspective.
So anyhow, moving on to what makes a show successful. First off, the fact that we're ogling, we're enjoying our listeners that we have and our podcast listeners that we have. Yes, it's not as high.
Are we still pretty high for the day, though?
We're still pretty high for the day.
Oh, good.
Keep in mind, we had better listener counts when we were playing Tranny Porn, which now tells me we may need to refocus the show.
Today on the Tranny Porn Minute.
Today on Your Dick is Wiggling.
Spank Tranny Radio.
Where were you?
Oh, yeah, Monty, why does that lady's skirt stick out in the front?
I forgot. We're dealing with, we got to make sure, let's see, we covered the minority factor. Yep, okay, covered that.
Tranny porn,
we yeah. covered that. Yeah. So you got to do, you have to make each other vomit. Make each other sick.
Yeah.
And the thing is you have to play things like tranny porn in the background. Uh-huh. So that way, you know, your listeners, they can be involved.
Well, I mean, getting the listeners involved is really important. I think doing things that don't particularly freak them out. I don't know. I mean, freaking the listeners out is always fun, and you got to have that shock factor. But there are just sometimes
where
you
don't want too much shock factor because then you're Howard Stern.
What the?
Decaf can't keep his eyes away. Careful, he might touch you, Murph. I hear men whispering.
I know.
You have
okay. Not only do we have the minority, but we also have the alternative.
Yes, we have alternative lifestyles. For example,
Homo erectus.
What else? Oh yeah. The obvious answer, of course, is you're never funny to anybody else but yourself. Never. They'll laugh out of sympathy. They'll laugh out of pity. They will never laugh because you're genuinely funny. So what you have to do?
You also have to have cool little inside jokes.
What the? Why are you watching?
Uratsugudoshi!
Oshi Akemi!
Have you ever seen Uratsugudoshi?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Oh, he's gonna rub one out.
He's doing it.
This is for the Ars anime, guys.
Oh God! You know the
all right,
sorry.
So yeah,
the
your
release of that should have been the 12 dicks that fucked Tokyo.
By the way, Digital Eva just started gagging because we started playing the tranny porn audio. Another thing is you have to have good solid bits. You know, like I said, we have to hit our minority quotient.
Yeah. Welcome to the Darker Perspective. We talk about crackers.
But you can't also ignore dead celebrities of the week.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And because interesting things happen in the world.
There's also reoccurring comedy making fun of all your co-hosts.
Yes.
I can't go through an episode without you guys playing this, can I?
Not at all, no. Dude. And it's even better when we start singing with it.
Or?
Wow. Or? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Some Herb Alpert.
That's right.
So,
don't forget, there are, again, reoccurring comedy bits, things that tend to shock people.
Yikes. Everyone has AIDS.
I gotta admit, when they first played that song, it shocked the shit out of me.
Well, you know,
I'm like, whoa.
I'm officially going to hell just by hearing that little sound bite.
And one nice thing about like stuff like that is you can really get away with a lot doing internet radio, and you always should be very, very brave to do things such as this. Everyone loves gospel music.
And you can't afraid to be edgy with racially insensitive material.
No. Viola, honey, I just saw your slave.
problem. Well, aren't you afraid he'll get away?
Heavens no! Not with the shackle.
Introducing the shackle, the revolutionary new way of servant monitoring. Just place the shackle around his or her wrist, and when your property strays from your designated area, in minutes, the authorities have your chattel in custody.
So yeah, you really have to have your comedy down, and you have to be, you can't be afraid to be edgy.
No.
You know.
Never be afraid. Now, mind you, we're looking at our own listener stats right now. We're doing this live, mind you. For those of you in the podcast who fast forward to this, I don't blame you.
We're just tanking.
We started out high, and we've lost about half of our listeners since we started this bit.
Oh, geez.
So,
apparently, they like to hear me being tortured.
They do.
Let's get the tranny porn back out.
No.
Swinging penis. Ho!
So, here we go. So, this is for Strap. At Rack with Jay and Strap. And we'll give it to them as well. Give their URL. Drinkandrock.com. Gotta love that. Good URL.
.com.
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 Just remember, you too can listen to Strap-On.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Wait, if you're going to do that, hold
get
on.
The music, baby. Get listen. The music, baby.
Oh, let me hit my 8-track. Yeah. You want to be cool like me? All you got to do is get in the groove. Put a little porn.
Oh, Chief wasn't here for the attack of Quaalude Man, was he?
No, he wasn't.
Was not.
You can't even do it anymore.
I don't know what to say about it.
Okay, so guys, that's what you do. Do whatever you find funny and
be yourselves. There is no answer because we've just killed half of our listeners by proving to you.
So let's try and salvage this, shall we?
Oh,
God.
Yeah, you know, we got an hour left of the show. Why don't we go ahead? We're not going to take another break, I don't think, until we have to.
No, we don't need to. We don't need to yet.
Until we have to.
So do you want to do some dead celebrities or do you want to get right to the vomiting?
I got to warn you guys before we do that. I had chili for dinner.
I had soup. I was prepared.
Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time in Spank Wagon Radio where we honor your dead celebrities of the week. This week's first dead celebrity, Ed Bradley of 60 Minutes, dies at 65. The 60 Minutes correspondent Ed Bradley died today at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York at the age of 65 after a struggle with leukemia.
I thought it was sickle cell anemia.
Oh, that's just foul. Bradley was diagnosed with leukemia 2 years ago.
What'd I do?
It started to get worse a couple weeks ago. He contracted pneumonia, and he succumbed to the disease. So your first dead celebrity of the week, 60-minute anchorman, Ed Bradley.
Gotta get a little...
And now, your second dead celebrity of the week, Jack Palance. The Academy Award-winning actor, with his rugged facial features and gravelly voice, Palance was best known to modern movie audiences as the character of Curly and Duke in the City Slickers movie. That's what he's going to be known for?
I know, isn't that pathetic?
That is pathetic! I mean, seriously, the guy had an excellent acting career. Excellent. He started acting, in 47? I mean, he made some great westerns. He's won Academy Awards. What is he going to be known for?
City Slickers.
Okay, you know what? Time the fuck out, because that is not fair to the man. Nope. He deserves more than to be remembered for that film.
What, Cops and Robertsons?
Young Guns.
Oh. Well, now that you mention it, Jack Palance, he's your dead celebrity of the week.
Did you know he was... I'm just looking at his filmography. Jack Palance was the narrator in War Games. Did you know this?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You knew it was his voice, absolutely.
I had no idea.
Wow.
Personally, my first thing I've ever seen with Jack Palance, who I knew figured out who he was when he did Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah.
Back when Ripley's was so weird and it just creeped the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Like, and then they would put really bad B movies like Piranha right after it.
Oh yeah.
So you'd be watching Palance here do this. Believe it or not. And then they go show to a movie where people are dying in blood, bubbling.
If anyone
and
wants
Piranhas
to see,
too, the ones where they're
yeah. If anyone wants to see an excellent Jack Palance movie, I just saw it here and just flashback to it. The Four Deuces, probably one of the greatest westerns of all time.
Wow! Apparently, it was also in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Dracula and Attila the Hun.
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
So yeah,
that's wow.
The Duke saying, "Roll the video blog again." No. So,
but apparently, it's going to be known well enough for City Slickers.
Yeah, Mariposa Rose goes, I thought he died a long time ago. No, no, no.
No, sweetie. No.
No. All right, so that's Dead Celebrity of the Week. Do we have any news we have to cover, or is there anything you guys want to cover?
You know what? I have one thing, and I know we do want to do this. This was one that you and I talked about real quick. Let me bring it up here.
Let's bring up the Spank Wagon News.
Former model and Bond girl Denise Richards had a bit of a Naomi moment when she lost her rag. I don't know what that means. When she freaked out with a couple of paparazzis and chucked two laptops from a second-story balcony.
Nice.
Did she hit any?
She didn't hit any of them, but the paparazzis did fall straight down, and one smashed an 80-year-old woman. The other one hit a 91-year-old woman sitting in the lobby below. So
wow.
Denise Richards freaked out. Chucked a couple of laptops and
hit a couple.
That's like the butterfly effect.
Yeah.
How do you quote? Okay, never mind. Never mind.
Yeah, like a ripple.
Yeah, that's kind of gay. Yeah, it did take place up in Canada. So yeah, that's kind of interesting though, isn't it? Chucked a couple of laptops out, whacked a couple of old people.
Hooray! Woo! All right, Chief, you got news.
Also, a little post-election news for you. The change in control of both houses of Congress was not the only bad news for George Bush. The day after the election, he announced the resignation of Donald Rumsfeld as Secretary of Defense.
Doing a heck of a job, Rummy.
And the nomination of Robert Gates as his successor.
We're screwed!
Anybody else remember who Robert Gates was? Anybody out there?
Iran-Contra scandal!
He's the guy that Reagan couldn't even put up for another position because everybody knew there's no way he'd make it past the Senate committee.
Yes, but little Bushy Jr. sure pulled it off.
Yeah. And they're trying to get him thrown through before Congress changes hands.
We figured out why. Coming just a week after the president told reporters that he wanted Rumsfeld to stay for the duration of his tenure in the White House, the change in the Pentagon's civilian head caught many by surprise. There was also a lot of relief. In the European Parliament, 200 socialist deputies hailed, quote, the beginning of the end of a six-year nightmare for the world. Apparently, all the turmoil for the GOP has been...
Nope.
Apparently, all the turmoil for the GOP has been blamed on a poorly played game of Risk, in which Bush also lost Alaska and Oklahoma to Ted Turner. Who would have thought? Wow.
Nice.
Also, in the entertainment industry, two U.S. students are suing a film studio claiming they were duped into appearing in spoof movie Borat, starring Sasha Cohen. As a Kazakhstani journalist.
Yeah.
The unknown plaintiffs are seen making sexist and racist remarks in Borat, and apparently legal papers said the two men, quote, engaged in behavior that they otherwise would not
Bullshit.
Have engaged
in. Now here's the thing.
Bullshit.
Do you think they'd be suing if that movie tanked?
No, they wouldn't be. First off, they wouldn't be suing the movie tanked. Secondly, they signed a waiver. They knew they were going to be on film.
They're claiming they were too drunk when they signed it, and they were told by the producers that the film would never be shown in the United States.
Yeah, apparently, they go on to mention that they would not have midget sex, nor would they dance around in women's underwear unless it was also caught on tape.
You signed a waiver. You're fucked.
I think we just saw that tape.
Yeah.
I think you and I might have been mistaken for frat boys.
Apparently. So that's our Spank Wagon news for now. And what we're going to do, actually, we're going to cut right into the bit.
All right. Let me set up the camera.
Yeah. So why don't you go set a camera? Because this is going to be captured and placed on YouTube.
Hey, who's in the back room?
Not sure. We're setting it up right now as soon as Murphy gets off his ass.
Hey, guess what? Wow. Okay, so I have a question for you, Trish.
Yes.
All right, now what we're setting up here is the Jones this is Thanksgiving collection.
No, I don't know if this is... I think this is holiday collection.
Okay, let's
all right, what we have here is we have the new for 2006 limited edition holiday pack of Jones Soda. Would you like to play along, Studio Troll? Are you ready to vomit? Studio Troll's coming into play, too.
Well, it's a very little...
But she has to come in topless.
It is a little-known fact, though, that Studio Troll actually has a +5 to not gagging.
Yes, Studio Troll has a high tolerance to not gagging. In this one, though, this is in this holiday pack, we have flavors, turkey and gravy, sweet potatoes, dinner roll, P-E-A.
Damn, my nigga's hungry.
No, my favorite. Don't have fried chicken.
They have an ant. Wait, hold on. They have antacid flavored soda.
What?
The best part about the flavored antacid soda. The best part says this product is non-medicinal. It is not intended to treat an upset stomach, indigestion, nausea, heartburn, or diarrhea.
But it may cause it.
They had to preference the flavor of antacid to say it's non-medicinal.
All right.
Here, put these over there.
Okay, so Murphy, what are we drinking?
What do we
here?
Have first here, Murph? Murph, get a mic. Just right. Just jabber on a mic.
First off, we're going to be starting with the dinner roll.
Dinner roll.
Okay. Yes, all right, let's sniff this stuff first.
It smells buttery.
That's I definitely smell butter. Again. Yeah, it's the butter that got us last year. All right. So what we have right now is dinner roll Jones Soda, ladies and gentlemen. Wait.
You're asking for the live webcam.
Oh, well,
just because Bert wasn't here earlier and couldn't pay attention, for those of you that showed up on time, you all know that
he was here early.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
Well, then why doesn't he know this?
Well, you know what? I don't know. You can never explain much to Bert unless you explain it twice. What we're doing right now is there's not going to be a live cam tonight. It's going to be on YouTube by the end of the weekend.
YouTube, or do you want to put it on our site?
We'll put it on YouTube for now. Right. So we'll put it up on YouTube.
Wait.
If you put those out, it can't go up on YouTube.
Wait, I'm drinking this. Where are the titties?
We can't. This is going to be for YouTube.
Subjected to tranny porn.
Yeah, that's another.
I demand some real titties.
Hey,
yeah.
After the show. All right, so.
All right, let's get a good whiff here.
I like the smell.
Yeah, it's
like
different.
I agree.
We got a call.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello?
No, we don't.
What the?
Well, whoever called, sorry, but the switch is bad.
Are you guys, like, shaving, or?
I don't know.
Hello?
Yep, they'll have to call
Spank
back.
Wagon,
really? All right, so basically, yeah.
Here we go.
All right, so we got butter roll.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Closing the laptop.
Cheers, folks.
Cheers.
Bland.
Ugh.
Ooh, that... Ugh.
That doesn't bother me.
You know what? It tastes like the popcorn-flavored Jelly Bellies.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
it. But
that's
but the
it.
Problem is, the carbonation's throwing me off. Murph is first to go.
Oh, you're not finishing it?
Where's he going?
He's not throwing up, is he?
I hope not. What's he doing?
He didn't go into the bathroom.
I think he's
gagging.
No, he went in.
No.
I bet he's getting a bottle of water. Yes, he's getting a bottle of water.
Oh, God. Oh, that's pretty nasty.
That one tastes like Popeye's buttermilk biscuit.
I like this.
Somebody give me a sip of that freaking water, dude.
Dude, I can handle... No, see, I can handle this.
I think the water's going to kill me.
Next. Next.
Wait, weren't you accusing Trench earlier of having a pussy stomach?
Yeah, there's an interesting pussy.
But, okay, yeah, so he's not on mic, so no one can really hear him.
That's a bad thing.
I see, I can't drink all this because I can't drink soda.
Okay,
all right. So,
yeah. See, I finished mine. I liked it.
I finished it, but I'm going to have to say it was nasty. I've never liked those Jelly Belly popcorn flavors.
See, I'm in love with those.
Yeah, see, I never liked any of that stuff either.
It's a buttery.
I mean, certain ones, like ones that are meant to be candy flavored, strawberry or watermelon, things like that are naturally like.
So, you don't like the idea of my my newest and what I'm going to come up with next?
Oh, dear God, what?
I want to have steak flavored gum.
Steak gum?
Ooh, that is so good.
Had steak gum cooked wrong and turned into gum.
Built
I'm going to have to say, over at the Freakin' Frog, it's a bar here in Vegas. They have a
Frog.
They actually have a beer that tastes like barbecue steak.
Nice. Now, see, I would love that.
What is this?
Hand it down. Hand it down.
Take one.
What do we have? What do we have?
Oh, that's so nasty.
Oh, my God.
Oh, smell that.
I did.
Oh.
That's horrible.
Candied yams. Oh,
that
yeah.
Sweet potato.
Jones
sweet
soda. Potato. Jones no. soda. Jones soda. Sweet potato flavored.
Where's that water at?
Oh.
Oh, you know what,
God.
Though?
Yeah, get your water.
This year, the scent of the soda actually is closer to okay than it was previous years. Last year, it didn't smell. It smelled just as bad as it tasted. This stuff is smelling sweet. But the problem is it's hot, it's warm, and it's carbonated. And that's what really throws a lot of people off.
Yeah, you drink, you smell that, and you don't expect it to have bubbles.
No, you
God.
Don't.
It
doesn't bother me to smell.
You put anything in your mouth.
Yeah, that's true. And you'll swallow just about anything, too.
You wouldn't know.
Taking it all over the face.
Are you guys gonna,
that's what I hear.
Are you guys going to keep bullshitting, or are we going to drink?
Oh!
Okay. Now I'm going to have to say that Decaf is actually excited about these. Apparently, these are a main staple of his diet.
I like me some sweet potato pie. Give me some sweet potato soda. Damn.
So I'm gonna say this is a little unfair because he has built up tolerance.
Oh, totally. Well, no, not as bad as the guy we had who could drink fish sauce. Yes, I'm stalling.
What?
Really? He could drink fish
Quit
sauce.
Quit stalling.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do it. Cheers. Salute. Oh God.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Actually, it's not as bad as the last one.
It's not as bad as the last one. No, not major.
Wow.
I don't like sweet potatoes, so.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to say this is better than the dinner roll.
So this isn't all that bad. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not.
I'm a good old.
I'd rather have the real thing than the soda. But why don't we go ahead and?
Yeah, it's really not.
Not that bad. Not that bad at all.
Pour this shit out. Bitch. It's tasty.
It would be better if it had liquor in it.
Yeah. Oh,
you know that is something that
yeah.
booze would go really well with. Can you imagine though? Someone asks for Jack and Coke, and you give them Jack and mashed potatoes.
You know what? It almost tastes like sweet potato fries. You ever had that where you make like French fries out and you pour honey and stuff? Yeah.
I've never had that. That sounds good.
Dude.
Really good.
Where do you get them at?
Freaking Frog.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
What the frick?
Do you live at this bar?
Yes.
Is this like your Cheers?
Across from
guys.
Arizona Charlie's.
Okay, guys. Here, I got to ask. What's it going to be next? Peas or are we going right for the main course?
Let's go peas.
Peas.
Because it was this kind of stuff last year that knocked everyone out. It was the green, buttery vegetable.
Oh, my God, the face.
Oh, Murphy's folding.
Dude.
Oh, God.
I've liked it all. I've liked them all.
You know, the color
Again, you put anything in your mouth.
It's the color.
Oh, you put everything in your mouth.
It looks like industrial waste.
I don't know if there's protein in these, though.
There's no vitamin E.
Like you've seen the end of Batman,
That's okay.
the original, right?
They're
That's
salty.
Like what the Joker fell in.
There you go.
It does. It's that chartreuse.
Oh, well, now we're getting all technical with the colors.
Oh,
all right.
Chartreuse is my favorite liquor.
It looks like Vegas tap water.
Oh, my God. It's brown. It's green brown.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. It smells horrible. What the hell?
Ladies and gentlemen, for you listening,
smell the garlic in it.
It's quite hulkish.
If it's between starvation
this is Hulk
and,
this is Hulk
and the Jones Cola, kill yourself.
Hulk get mad. Hulk watch tranny porn.
I was going to say, can we have the tranny porn back, please?
You know what? I almost would take the tranny porn over having to sip this stuff. All right,
come on.
So. Are you ready, lady? See, now your ass, who's all like, let's go, move it forward. You're like, I got it.
Decaf.
Hey, I'm still digging it.
Dude.
I got a lot of stuff you can put in your mouth later. All right. So, cheers.
Cheers, everybody.
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, two of our.
That's not bad.
Two of our anchors have.
I can't breathe in.
I would never take these two.
Oh, the aftertaste is.
It's good. It's kind of pleasant.
No! It's wrong!
Oh, my God. That is foul.
That is the worst. Oh,
it won't. Here, give me some water, dude. It won't come out of.
See? Now that's. Yeah. Dude, I think he's turning green.
Dude, he's bad, loving
but
this.
But I don't think it was as
I
bad as the
Bruce Prime. I just swallowed the Hulk's cum.
Oh. Apparently, this is reminding Decaf of his girl he's once dated.
You know, they ought to call that Hulk cum.
Yeah, they should.
Hey, by the way, Mirapozero says, what the heck do you think they're going to give to us in Eastern Europe?
Oh, God. It better not be Hulk cum. You know, there's going to be that. Some big freaking Russian guy or Czech guys like, do want some hot cum?
We got more cups over here, bartender.
We drink it with vodka.
Oh, jeez.
I must be tough as hell because that really didn't bother
me.
Wait.
Yeah, when was the first time you swallowed cum?
Oh, come on.
No. Go with me on this.
I don't remember.
Think about it. How old were you?
Probably like 18.
I have a better question right now.
Deduct 5 years from that, you get the real answer.
Yeah, exactly. So you were like 13.
I started.
Okay, and see, that's why she can drink this stuff. She's used to swallowing nastier stuff than this, so she can drink this no problem.
All right, I have a question.
That's sweet.
I have a question.
I bet.
When was your last beer?
Oh.
I left the house at 6:20.
I knew it. There is your answer.
Ask and ye shall receive.
Because that's how she's able to do this.
She's drunk.
She has no taste buds left. They're all a little high.
Hey, wait.
That kind of smells orangey. It's got to be turkey.
Yes, this is the turkey and gravy.
Oh man.
I've wanted to taste this stuff forever.
I got a question, though. Who actually drinks this? I mean, we do this as a gag.
You know what? No one actually drinks this. If you look on the side of the pack, when you buy it, the profits do go to, I do believe, St. Jude's Ranch. So
Yeah, that's great. Someone has got to drink this. Someone has got to take this home and go,
Yes.
Yeah.
I would drink it.
You would drink cum.
You'll drink 40 pounds of black semen.
Hey, here's the thing.
She passed.
How many pounds can you give up?
Oh! Yo, give it the props.
Well, wow, are you getting it from the front or just removing it from the rear?
Oh.
All right, come on, quit stalling. Little
okay.
boys.
Oh, wow.
We just got called out. We're sober, okay? All right, Studio Troll, everybody. Cheers.
Studio Troll.
Oh, God,
cheers.
I'm not.
Oh.
Now, this is awful.
Oh, God. Oh.
Now, that was awful. That was awful. We lost the same two again, guys.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, I couldn't swallow it. It wouldn't go down.
It's like my ex-wife's mother's cooking.
Huh?
Oh my God. You actually had to eat stuff.
You know what?
Like
and
that.
I think it's worse because it's warm soda.
Yes.
You know? Like,
but don't you eat your meals warm?
That's what I was just thinking.
Not like lukewarm.
All right, someone please dump. Because I took a drink and it just sat there. I couldn't swallow any.
Okay.
Gobble, gobble.
I can feel it swimming.
So what? They put a turkey and hit puree on
a blender? Have you seen
those
videos? Like, there's videos out there. This guy's showing off his blender.
That's gross.
BlendTec. And he puts like a Big Mac, a fries, and a shake in a blender and hits the button and like grinds it up and has someone drink it. I'm like, what
nice.
The?
I wonder what that would taste good.
Great gravies.
I wouldn't put the drink in
Studio Troll, what's wrong with you? Are you okay?
I'm a little north of center.
We don't have enough time to go over what's wrong with Studio Troll.
I think she lied about the whole, like, you know, she drinking cum thing.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, no, why?
Okay,
it was
definitely, it was definitely 11 years old.
I want to point out, you know, there's a lot nastier things
head.
Probably.
I don't do it. I squallow it.
Trencher, have you ever swallowed cum?
No, I have not. Well, but I got to ask, what's the worst thing you've actually drank intentionally? Whether it be man chowder, whether it be a beer.
Cleveland Steamer.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Cleveland Steamer.
What was that?
Cleveland Steamer.
What the hell is a Cleveland Steamer?
Someone shits on your chest.
Oh!
So I got a question, though.
Okay, Mr. Bootcake.
Bootcake. So let me ask you. Studio Troll.
Guys.
Studio Troll. What is the grossest thing you've ever intentionally drank?
I probably cum.
Okay. How is this rate compared to that?
Much better.
Oh, okay.
But you told me you like the taste.
Only if I feed you cinnamon rolls first.
That would explain all the trips to Cinnabon she keeps
making. Yeah, I was just going to say. So that definitely is or is not frosting around your lips right now, Studio Troll.
I'll plead the fifth.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, so...
Okay, so after a good hearty dinner...
Toodle Nuggets is saying, I'm gagging just listening to you guys.
I was retching. Oh. I wish we would have mic'd the garbage
Ladies
can.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you put a turkey into a blender...
You're
going to
get shit.
Is that it?
And you drink
No, no, no.
It.
That was dinner.
No. That was more. Dinner. Now, after right. dinner, what is everyone like?
Dessert.
Who doesn't like pie?
I like pie.
Hey, Trench.
Yes.
Do you like... Pie.
I like pie.
I love Why don't you tell the folks pie. What kind of pie we got?
Ladies and gentlemen, this week, no, I'm just kidding. We have the Dessert Pack 2006 Jones Soda. I like the box. Apple pie.
All right.
Banana cream.
Oh.
You know, you guys look like douchebags on this side, too. it's like, okay, so apple pie, banana cream pie. Oh, yeah. Everybody's favorite, cherry pie.
Nice.
Key lime pie. And
Yay!
And blueberry pie.
Ooh. Okay, so what's it going to be first?
You surprise us,
yeah,
the
yeah,
bartender.
Yeah. You know, it's a good thing that they don't
coffee.
Have leftover soda.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Leftover soda.
No. Yeah. There is. You just have to mix them.
Oh.
You let it get flat.
Okay. Yeah.
And
yeah.
then you have the turkey See, and then the cream.
You have never been flat in your life.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, people in the chat room. Which one of the Spank Wagon hosts would you like to hear drink all of these mixed together?
Oh, in the chat room right now, we'll mix everything in one cup, and they have to take at least one drink. Whoever wants this, just tell us in the room, and I'll keep a small tally, like random rough tally. But go ahead and everybody send. In the chat room, who do you want to drink?
Who do you want to drink?
A mix of
a
every
concoction.
Single.
Murphy.
What are you doing? You will have to edit that out.
Not really. Okay, so we have first. Anyone want to take a guess on the kind of pie?
Key lime.
I don't have a drink.
There you go. That's right there. All right.
Key lime.
Key lime. It's green.
That's right. It's key lime.
No. That green is more
surge green.
No. Why is there
surge.
A hair? I got a hair in mine. Can I get a new one?
No. Yeah.
Please.
Sorry.
Someone. No, seriously. Pube. It has a fucking hair in it. Look like I'm lying to you, you bastard. I know it can't.
Bitch.
I know
Murphy.
It can't be yours. You're
Murphy.
Fucking bald.
Why do you have a pube in his drink?
So, all right. By the way, in the. Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
We have two Murphy and one me.
Oh, come
Dax.
On, honey.
Dax.
My
Dax.
Own wife Dax. Outed me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Matt. You know what? The dessert pack is the wrong one to do this on. We should have got. No. We should have got one of the two of you on the turkey.
Ooh. You know, I'm gonna have to say I'm
oh,
not really.
Gobble, we're gobble. Doing the kamikaze, aren't
we? We're doing the kamikaze.
Okay. I'm gonna have to say that I'm not really digging the key lime. It
smells fine. It's
got a good bouquet.
You know what? It smells. Just, you know what it smells like? It smells exactly like the limeade that you can buy.
Oh yeah.
It smells like lime and butter. It
smells like Jell-O.
Yeah, a lot of butter.
A lot of butter.
All right, yeah. So...
Apparently...
Key lime. Cheers.
Cheers. Apparently, Murphy is up 2 votes, Trencher has a vote, and I have a vote.
The key lime is really good.
Oh, that's good.
That is. It's tasty. It's a little tangy.
Yeah.
Anybody call toll-free 1-866...
1-866-587-6257. We got the phone patch working.
Yeah. Let us know who you want to drink the kamikaze after we get done doing dessert.
Yeah, key lime is good. I like key lime.
Yeah, that's pretty
yes,
good.
Vert,
it, was really
it
good.
Is short. And
you know what? You know what's really neat? Is I can taste the key lime, but I can also taste the crust.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's really...
Oh,
I like
yeah.
that. I
yeah,
like
you
that
too.
A lot.
Wow.
You taste the crust. So...
Mm-hmm.
This isn't turning out as bad as last year with Brussels sprouts.
Oh God!
Oh my God!
I could only imagine what that taste would.
Yeah,
taste
it
like.
Was take peas and make it worse.
Oh.
Add salt.
I'm gonna have to say the turkey though is actually worse than when
yes.
the peas.
All right,
oh
I know
God.
We have a few more people in our chat room. I think we do. Maybe we don't. I haven't seen a vote from Juke or anybody there. So we have two for Murphy for a kamikaze. We have one for me and one for Chief. Will you two stop? Jesus Christ. All right. By the way, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We're testing
okay,
out
okay,
Jones
okay,
sodas.
Okay, smell this and let me know if it doesn't smell like an owl later.
Oh, ooh, it does.
Ooh, it smells... No, ew, I don't
taffy.
Like bananas.
Laffy Taffy smells like
I don't
a Laffy
like
taffy.
Bananas.
Yeah, it does smell like a Laffy Taffy. Or an owl later. Yeah.
I'm actually allergic to bananas, so I can't... Really...
I don't think this was made with real bananas, dude.
No, no. This has artificial and natural flavoring. Uh-huh. So Murphy may have a medical condition here.
Oh, does it have natural flavoring?
It has natural flavoring.
Let me double check it.
It does. I read the box earlier.
Then I'm out. I can't drink this one.
Okay, you can't drink the banana?
Can't drink it. Nope.
Dump it in the gutter sluts cup.
Ooh. Wait a minute.
Wait. The gutter slut.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He
that's
can't,
right.
He can't eat natural flavoring.
I have became
so
what? Gutter slut.
If he can't eat, eat natural flavoring.
The banana. Banana.
Banana.
Banana.
Oh,
banana.
Yeah. You can't eat bananas at all.
You know what? Wow. He, yeah, it's really bad when he eats bananas. Yeah. I've never seen it, but you know, the police say it's bad.
Yeah.
My tongue swells up and fills my whole mouth.
His balls become.
Which
the
is
size
really
of peas.
The room is quiet and it's nice. Yeah. So go ahead. Cheers to the banana.
All right. Cheers.
That's good.
Ugh.
That's good.
Oh. Oh. Ugh.
It.
Oh, I don't
it,
do bananas.
It's okay. It's
again,
like an hour later. You know?
Yeah. Like and, that's what it is. It's. I could taste the banana and I could taste the crust again. It's really
I
good.
I can taste the cream in it too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Duke
oh,
says
God.
Murphy has to do the suicide as well.
All right.
So we have Duke saying Murphy. And by the way, this is all going to go online to YouTube.
Duke says he wants Murphy to do it for the video blog.
So, Murph.
There we go. Then.
You know, if you move just right and shake your belly around, it mixes it all up and it tastes different when you burp.
And you're going to fart out this. You're going to shit this stuff out. Your pets are going to look at you funny.
Mariposa
so
Rose.
So bad.
Finally, my revenge on my cats.
It's going to be a backfire.
Boom. You're gonna be working here in the studio, and you'll be like, ha, la la la.
Well, what does it sound like when you do it? Does it go?
Oh no, it's a little tight. It's a one way door.
Yeah,
no,
it's like
sounds like a French. Sounds like a French horn and shit.
Ay, Dios mío.
Oh, I know what this one is. This is blueberry.
You know what?
Hey, wait a minute.
It actually is.
Something just dawned on me.
What?
You're saving that for last, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Thought so.
Yeah.
It smells like one of those stink markers.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it smells like a marker.
Oh, yeah, the smelly marker.
Hey, wait a minute. And it's purple.
Nice.
It looks like
this
the
is
same
so
color,
official. This is the official smell of purple.
Okay.
It turned violet.
It tastes like a grape otter pop.
You think it's gonna be like a grape otter pop?
Yes.
Like but this is blueberry. This is blueberry.
I know. But
all right.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
And the schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
It does taste like a grape otter pop.
Blah, 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 tastes like Pez.
Yeah. You're right.
Oh, that's an otter pop.
You know what? You know
otter pop. See. Yeah.
Better. No. Better. 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 Better.
The grape.
Hey. It's almost like a Smartie. The way it hits
yeah,
the tongue.
A little chalky.
Yeah, a little chalky,
yeah. Yeah, I'll give that to you.
Ew. But it is nasty to me.
It's time for that.
You know, I think I'm getting drunk on this.
Is it time for the Alka-Seltzer?
We'll leave it for you for later. Drink it on the air.
Come on, drink it down, Chief.
What?
That's mine.
Oh, are you not finishing yours, Chief?
Ooh.
I'm calling your ass out.
Damn.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Hey, if I could do the dang banana.
You know what? You know, I don't really drink soda anyways. So I'm with Trencher on this.
Nice.
My stomach just isn't prepared for all that.
You mean you don't want to get up and jump up and down right now?
Jiggle belly.
I ate chili before I came
nice.
Here.
Maybe we ought to have you do that on camera.
Yeah.
Chili's baby back ribs.
All right.
I want my baby back, baby back.
Oh,
baby
Jesus Christ. Hurry, they're getting stupid.
It's all that fucking sugar.
Dude, God, it's damn. The sugar. It's got to be.
Like
we're not stupid. We're advanced.
All right, guys. Hey, first off, reminding everybody you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We're enjoying our 2006.
That's disgusting.
Could you not talk all over me while I'm doing a station
sorry.
Identification?
I'm sorry.
We're doing our 2006 holiday dinner, our Jones Soda Packs for the year. Right now we are on... We're on pumpkin.
Whoa. No, we're not.
No, apple pie.
Apple pie.
Oh, you're right. It is. You know what this smells like?
Oh, it smells so good.
Cider. Hard cider.
Yeah.
It smells like hard cider.
The missing pumpkin pie this year, it's kind of a shame.
And it smells
really because the pumpkin
like
just generated so much orange vomit last year.
Yes. Yes, it did. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Mm-hmm. Hard cider.
Oh, that's actually pretty
hard
good.
Hard cider. Hard cider. Very good.
I would drink that.
Oh, dude, we need to mix this with a little something.
A little vodka.
Yeah.
Totally.
The apple.
You can taste like the right, crisp
I'm gonna,
apple.
I'm going to go to my car and get the vodka. Hold on.
You would have it in there. He folds down. No, you don't understand. He opens the trunk, folds down the hidden panel, and it's basically a freaking frog in there. Here's my cup, Chief.
Evil freaking frog.
So
freaking frog, pal.
All right, so Murph, so far 3-1 for myself and Chief. Oh.
Again.
Oh, it erupted. Which were a cherry pie?
Last year he got the Jones Soda blew up on him.
The red one.
So I think we know which one he should not touch. So Murphy,
you
are going to get the kamikaze, Murph.
Wow.
Do you want one? Do you studio troll? Do you want just because?
No.
No. Okay. Hey, we have to ask because you drink.
Okay. Well, you know, if Murphy does one, I'll do
if,
it.
If Murphy does it, you'll do it.
If Murphy
but
does
you,
it, I will do it.
Oh shit!
See, I can't do
no,
it though.
I'm saying no.
What? No, why no?
There may not be enough.
Okay, so only Murphy, I guess. Sorry, I tried to be inclusive.
Cool.
So Mariposa Rose is saying that Chief has the stomach, except after gin and stuff. What's the stuff?
Bukkake.
Oh, God. You have no idea how baked I was. Yeah. I mean, that was... Whoa.
Well, I know how baked you was. You didn't come back.
I know.
At his wedding. At his wedding. His own wedding reception. God. All right.
So,
oh,
now which one's this?
Ooh, that smells so good. It smells like maraschino cherries.
Oh, I love maraschino cherries.
I can't.
Oh, it does.
They're too sweet.
Dude, let's mix this in like a drink or something.
Oh my God, this Coke and vodka.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or tequila black.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right. Cheers, yeah. folks.
Cheers. 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 Yeah. Cherry pie.
Okay, I like that.
You know what? A little bit of Coke or a little bit of Pepsi, and it's better than.
Damn.
Decaf's like getting erogenous with
dude,
this shit. What the hell?
Woo! That's a good shit.
Dude, it's.
Next!
I think that's it. Murph's puking?
No way!
Oh. Okay. It's like catnip for freaking decaf.
This is good shit.
Yeah, this.
Dude, that turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a little cough syrupy, but, you know, I
that
love...
turkey's got to go.
You know, I'm going to have to say I'm really not digging tasting the crust on these.
I am.
I am
because, I mean, I like... Okay, you understand. If I have anything that has, like, the pie crust to it or a crust-like, pie-like crust, if I should say, like pot pie or even a regular baked pie, I love the crust. I will eat the crust. I will eat the crust first or I'll save it to eat it last.
I like the crust taste in this, but I don't like crust. I will
crusty one.
Eat the filling and leave the crust.
Wait, I'm a big crust fan myself, but there's just something disturbing to me for drinking it.
It's because your brain is not processing that it's a drink as opposed to a food. But I don't think it's all that bad. Thank you.
Bring it on, white boy.
Oh, no.
Double time.
All right.
Ew.
All right. I know what this is.
Oh, my gosh.
It dawned on me earlier what we were missing.
Oh,
it
my.
It smells like it.
After a nice big, like, thick holiday dinner.
This is the antacid flavor.
This is Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, it's Pepto.
But Pepto. As the box says, this will not cure anything. This is not a medicinal drink.
In fact, it may perpetuate.
Now, I got to ask the expert here, Studio Troll.
Of all things swallowed.
She's an expert of substance.
We know that you've drank enough that breakfast comes around in a bottle called Tums.
I like Pepto.
You like Pepto.
I love Pepto.
All right. So our resident drunkard, do you think you're going to like this?
I think I'm going to love it because it smells like Pepto with
fizzy Pepto.
Yeah.
It's Pepto with a kick.
You mean Alka-Seltzer?
No,
that doesn't taste like Pepto, dude.
No. Alka-Seltzer's nasty.
All right, okay, cheers.
Cheers
to your stomach.
Oh, God.
To your stomach.
Oh,
God.
Yes.
You know what it tastes like? Toothpaste.
Oh, it does. Oh, gosh.
Okay, I like that one.
It's
nasty. He's not running. He'd be puking next to the can next to him.
The only one I didn't appreciate was the turkey.
The turkey was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Oh, the peas was bad, too.
All right, Murph, what are you mixing? You mixing the commie? Murph's mixing the kamikaze up.
God.
Everything
but
the apple or the banana.
I think it's going to Ralph.
and he has to drink it all. He can't drink it all? Yeah. Well, you'll have to take a drink and then studio pass it on
troll,
to the troll.
Yeah, studio troll will drink the rest.
Yeah, you will. Drink the rest.
Toodle
you
nuggets.
You can do it. You can do it. It was you disgusting. Can do it.
Yeah, Pepto. Pepto-flavored cola.
I'll take a drink and then I'll pass it to my left.
Toodle nuggets goes, oh, God, Pepto. It was. It was either Pepto or it was...
Everybody should have to take a sip.
Toothpaste. I think it because I have the other flavor still a little bit lingering. Where is my water?
I don't know.
Give me that.
I can make you some.
That's a new flavor.
No, we already had guys, we already had it. Pee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did. We had pee tonight.
I know it's going to be all rainbow. You're going to start off pissing red. This is going to turn blue and then yellow. You're like, I'm pissing the rainbow. Oh, shit.
Huh? Mark the camera. All right. Wait. Don't drink it yet.
Oh, okay. So
I'm
Chiefs.
Smell it.
Chiefs, yeah. You got to.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on. Hey, wait. Over here. I want to smell this. All right, so what I'm doing right now is this is the kamikaze. This is everything we just drank, everything except the banana. Oh, God.
The smell of that. The turkey just comes through that hideous.
And that butter, the butter. The color, guys, the color is rust.
It's particularly foul.
You got the garbage can, right? Okay.
All right, we got to get a shot inside the glass if you can see it. You'll see this on the YouTube.
Murph. Yeah!
Go! Drink more. Is he even puking or is he heaving?
He's heaving.
He's heaving.
Oh! Do it again.
More! Oh, God. Here we go.
SpankWagon.net, bitches. Oh, that is fucking wrong.
This is better than Nip Attack.
More. Fuck you.
All right.
You can do it three times.
Once, twice, three times.
Three times, a puking.
No.
No, he's gonna do it.
Oh, God, you're going to do this now? Dude, this is wrong.
Get the mic up to him.
This is wrong on so many levels. I'm crying. This, guys, the smell and the taste of the...
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I can do three.
Think about that color, that rust color going down your lungs.
Dude, you will be my hero.
She'll sleep with you. That wasn't quite the reaction I expected. Does this reaction happen often?
You know,
this has gotta
I've
be
never had that problem before.
You're almost better off just finishing it and throwing it up than keeping your stomach.
You're better off just drinking it.
Dude, look how red his face is.
No,
you can't do it.
You
can't do it. Dude, he was taking sips so small. It was pathetic.
It was.
No, let's make the troll come and do it.
All right, Studio Troll.
I can't even smell it anymore.
Your turn, Studio Troll.
I'm not good.
You said you would if I did.
Yep.
Yeah, well, Decaf over here said he would if I did. Well,
yep.
Well, we got a few minutes left.
We got like 5 minutes, 4 minutes left, so...
All right, this can't... There's no way in hell it's going to be that damn bad.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that face, Studio Troll.
That is just rancid beyond...
Oh, we're going to get vomiting.
I was so praying that the pie...
Oh!
I saved you some.
Oh!
I was praying the pie would overpower everything else, but it just didn't happen.
That turkey
happen.
Dinner.
Turkey. The turkey.
Oh, the turkey just sits there and just.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Woo! Jesus.
Now I feel like a big old pansy. I'm puking my guts out.
You know, I don't drink a lot of sodas, and that was worrying me. Those flavors, though, they just shut your throat down. So there you go. Studio Troll, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, sweetie.
Thank you for having me.
We'll catch your boobs. We'll catch your boobs later.
On the pinball table like you're Jodie Foster.
All right. So this is, hey, by the way, get the camera over here real quick. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is
Spank Wagon Radio.
All right. So let's go ahead. We got a couple minutes left because I didn't take us to the full top of the show. Are you going to be okay there?
Oh, I'm about ready to spew, dude. It is just foul.
Spew, dude.
Spew, man.
Do it, dude. Just
blow
spew.
Some gnarly chunks, man. You know what? I can't drink the stuff. It made me want to, Ralph, but I couldn't swallow. It was one of those things where it just sticks in your throat. All right. So everybody in the chat room, thank you for hanging out with us. Whoever tried to call in earlier, we do apologize. The phone didn't allow you to get through.
Oh,
technical issues. Murph walked away?
He'll be dry.
Are we still recording, Chief?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
Okay. I was like, what are we doing? I don't know.
We can close out the show, you know?
Oh, that's true.
I mean, we are going to edit this, right?
Dude, we don't know when Murphy will even touch that camera again. The last time I heard about the camera existing was when we did the Jones Cola.
Yeah.
Or not Jones Cola, but the Coke and Mentos.
Oh, yeah.
Where he took a Coke and Mentos bukkake into the face. And that was it. That's last we heard. So
that one kind of rough.
Dude, kinda. Yeah, thanks. Sorta.
I will drink it next week.
Dude, you turned into Ric Flair on that, dude.
He was like, "Woo!" I'm like, "What the fuck?"
I know.
Is it that good?
I thought he was gonna bum rush the camera and just.
But
start
you know that
out.
Happens. You get that one or those two people that could drink anything, and then you get people like Murph and me, who are so fucking wussed that we can't even drink tap water if it came from the wrong side of town. It sucks, but it's true. Virtual One says, the esophagus says, no!
I want to know why my wife would be interested in the color. What is that?
Well,
because
come on.
She's hoping it's black.
Oh. Actually, no, you got to realize, you know, what we're talking about the colors of everything. What happens when you mix all that vibrant color of those sodas together? It turns rust.
Yeah.
It's a rusty brown color.
Rusty brown.
Rusty brown.
Just like your...
Whoa. Okay. All right. We're digressing a little bit. We don't need any more tranny porn.
No.
Never
no
again.
More tranny porn.
On that note. Whoa! Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Chief.
I'm Decaf.
And somewhere puking his guts outside
Murphy.
Is Murphy.
I'm Murphy.
We got a lot of people to thank. First off, a big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, for allowing us to play in their studio and to do this for the second year in a row. Hey, we got to say a big thank you to all of our syndicates, because without you guys, we wouldn't get our word out. Big thank you to Door from Hell Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, and of course, if we ever play that sound again, we'll be off their air. But hey, we love them anyway, KC Host Radio Network. If we're not live, we're in the archive. Check it out. Everything out. Actually, spankwagon.net. Check out our podcast there as well. And audio blogs or video blogs or whatever we're doing now. And if you want to be our friend, myspace.com/spankwagon. That, too, you can find on the website.
Which will be updated soon.
Yes, it's very soon. All right. Again, I'm Trencher, and I want to say thank you to everybody in the studio.
Chat room.
Oh, don't want to forget our mad props. Say a big thank you to Digital Diva 40. Miraposa Rose, The Juke, Toodle Nuggets, and Virtual One. To everybody out there,
Props!
Props.
And we will see you all next week.
Retards out!